Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm confused on what they did here. Like, I understand accruing and trading for and acquiring five first-round picks, right? No team has ever had five first-round picks. And now you had to have believed, if you're a Nets fan, if you're just a basketball fan, as we saw a bunch of different trade flurries that happened throughout the early parts of this offseason and into the draft last night, like, this draft hasn't been classified as an overly, deep or really great draft. And there are some thoughts that maybe next year's draft could be, you know, is going to be better. Like, what are you doing with five picks? And they draft three point guards from overseas. Like, it's hard to see the vision. Like, what they draft three of similar players here. And look, I'll be the first to tell you, I certainly don't know the international guys all that well. And, you know, I watch some college basketball. I'm not the biggest college basketball guy. I can't tell you, like, we don't know. It's the draft. We all say this about the NFL draft, certainly the MLB draft. We don't even know what's happening. The NHL draft. Like, I don't know if these players are going to be any good, but what are you going to do on a 15 roster team with five first round picks, three point guards who I'm reading reports on? The big problem is a lot of them can't shoot. They've got size, they can defend, they can penetrate, but they can't shoot. Have you watched the NBA lately? And to me, when you acquire first-round picks, the point isn't to take all five. I mean, it's an interesting concept, and you hope two out of the five stick. I heard Evan talking about it today, is that was one of the options, and I was like, they're not going to take all five. They're going to move some of them into next year or do something. You're going to have five first-round picks on your team next year? Five? A quarter of your roster. A third of your roster, rather. Is it going to be first-round picks from this year? To me, this is now, it feels they are in for the long haul. Like, that's, it feels like they, like, I understand trading for a superstar felt like a stretch, and the idea they were going to get one of these studs, you know, a Giannis or whatever, felt like a stretch. But I mean, if you're not going to try and move some of these picks with teams and hope to get better, higher draft picks next year or something, do something with these picks. Like, this just it feels like they're just in for the long, long rebuild. And hopefully a couple of these guys pan out. Maybe they can move some of them later. I don't know. I am shocked they took all five and didn't move any. I am shocked. It just doesn't seem like a smart allocation of resources to draft all these guys at the back end of the first round. Now, they were showing it in the broadcast. Sure, there's a handful of great players. You know, Siakam was one that jumped out at me that I remember them going through late first-round picks that have turned out to be great players. We've seen second-round picks, like, right, you know, the best player in the NBA right now, arguably in Jokic, it was a second-round pick. So it's just because you're taking them at the back end of the first doesn't mean they can't be really good players, but you want lottery picks. And to just take five guys, three point guards, three, you know, international point guards, it feels like a lot of, you know, the same type of player, clearly, and just, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the thought process is taking all five. I would have thought for sure the Nets were going to trade away a couple of these draft picks, for sure. Include them in something, do something with them, include them in three-team deals. Like, we saw a bunch of wheeling and dealing, and the Nets just sat there and took five players. This isn't the NFL draft. You're not trying to, you know, not trying to fill out the special teams. You don't have a 53-man roster.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.